Happy Thanksgiving, young ones. From the Travers family. Stay tuned.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab.
I'm Professor Theo. Welcome to the lab. Broadcasting off campus this week. November is here. And you know what that means. Turk and pork chop. Two of your faves. Of all the characters, of all the wondrous, amazing creatures that make up this town, I hear more about Turk and pork chop than anyone. This is our sixth annual Thanksgiving special. For those of you following along in the Greater Ashland Beacon newspaper, it's the eighth year in a row a Turk and pork chop tale has graced the pages in print. All eight of those tales after today will also be broadcast here. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. "You signed me up for what?" a shocked Turk exclaimed. "It's called the Turkey Bowl," Pork Chop explained. "You love wrestling." "I like to watch wrestling," Turk countered. "Well, now is your chance to be a wrestler. Win and you get a big prize. You can thank me later." Turk is a turkey, Pork Chop a pig. Best friends. Past Turk and Pork Chop tales have seen them escape the Thanksgiving buffet at the Meat Jackpot restaurant and narrowly avoid being served at the White House Thanksgiving holiday celebration. Once they got zapped into a video game. Last year, our favorite poultry pair joined the circus. This is Turk and Pork Chop's eighth annual story.
Turk and Pork Chop, Part 8, Turkey Bowl.
9 competitors were signed up for the annual Turkey Bowl wrestling tournament. Turk was apparently one of them. "You have 1 week to train," Pork Chop motivated. Turk laughed. "You're going to train me?" "No, he is." A colossal figure entered from the shadows and crossed to Turk and Pork Chop. "They call me Cowabunga." The enormous old cow introduced himself, "and I won this turkey bowl 5 years ago." Turk's intensive daily routine included running laps and lifting weights. With Coach Cowabunga's wise guidance, Turk learned the fundamentals of wrestling, footwork and rolls, as well as the art of powerful pile drivers, stunning suplexes, and clobbering clotheslines. "You think I'm really ready, Coach?" Cowabunga responded. "The tournament is tomorrow. You'll be fine." 4 triple threat matches were scheduled. The winners from the first 3 would face off in the main event. Turk observed the first match from backstage as Pork Chop and Coach Cowabunga watched from the stands. Match number 1 saw an intimidating man named Zombie, 7 feet tall and wide, take the win by tossing arrogant Arnie out of the ring and into the 3rd row of the audience, and then turning and hitting the super-duper dud with a big splash. The ref counted 1, 2, 3, and the match was over. Zombie advanced to the final round. Match number 2, Turk's debut. Turk looked puny by comparison when paired up against wrestlers Big Joe and the Tank. Turk hid in the corner, while the other 2 took turns walloping each other. Big Joe and the Tank were so focused on each other that they seemed to forget it was a 3-way triple threat match. When Big Joe and Tank simultaneously knocked each other out, Turk seized the opportunity. He climbed to the top rope and leapt high, soared into the air, and down onto Big Joe, pinning him surprisingly, shockingly. 1, 2, 3. In match number 3, a small but exceptionally quick Hannah Banana, dressed extravagantly in neon, bested the Lee twins in record time. And the main event was set. Zombie versus Turk versus Hannah Banana. Porkchop and Cowabunga cheered loudly for Turk as he entered the ring. The audience giggled, pointing out how small and slow Turk appeared compared to the vast Zombie and the super-fast Hannah Banana. The winner gets a $100 gift card to Go Go Gravy, the ring announcer boasted. The loser, whoever takes the fall, must wear this humiliating turkey costume. The audience laughed. They do call it the turkey bowl for a reason, he barked. Turk was incensed, angered, vexed. Turkey costume? The audience cackled. Zombie guffawed. Hannah Banana hooted. The ring announcer held the turkey costume high into the air. The ref patted the announcer on the back. Both laughed. Angry steam poured out of Turk's ears. Turkey costume? Cowabunga whispered to Porkchop. Is that what Turk looks like when he's angry? Oh yeah, Porkchop answered. I guess I should have told him about the costume. It's turkey bowl tradition. Turk's rage was rising as the bell rang to start the match. Hannah Banana moved quickly behind Zombie and tripped him up. Zombie recovered and body slammed Hannah. She recovered with an impressive kip up, ducked a Zombie punch, and answered back with a double leg takedown. With Zombie temporarily on his back, Hannah turned her attention to Turk, whose anger had reached a dangerous boiling point. Hannah attacked. Turk replied with an arm drag so hard it put his opponent straight through the mat, leaving a Hannah Banana-shaped hole in the middle of the ring. Zombie staggered to his feet, spied the hole in the mat, and smiled. He came for Turk. Turk screamed so sharply, so loudly, that it could likely be heard from a mile away. He channeled that rage into super strength that lifted the 400-pound Zombie high into the air, slamming him down to the mat and covering him for the winning pin. The crowd went wild. Porkchop and Cowabunga ran into the ring, hugging Turk and lifting him victoriously. The ring announcer handed Turk his prize, while the referee was trying to squeeze the gigantic Zombie into that turkey costume. No, Turk howled loudly, commanding all to be quiet. Get rid of that costume. We're making some changes around here. The next year, the Turkey Bowl involved no turkey costume at all. Instead, the wrestling tourney earned its name by being hosted by defending champion Turk the Turkey. He brought some friends along, too. Porkchop worked at the concession stand. Cowabunga served as trainer for all challengers, looking after and preparing turkey bowl wrestlers for the big day. The crowd reported it was the best turkey bowl ever. May you have the best November and Thanksgiving ever, listeners. We'll be back soon. Library Quest 2 is near, the follow-up to last month's Library Quest 1. My teacher is a vampire, is right around the corner. And in December, well, it wouldn't be the holidays without the St. Nick Squad. St. Nick Squad 8, which features a new elf, Blitz Jinglepot, will premiere December 2023. In the meantime, have a wild and wonderful and weird week, listeners. Be good to each other. Be good to yourself. Build bridges.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is written and read by Jonathan Joy.
And Levi Joy.
I'm Rissy Joy, the proud wife and mother of these two. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Tell a friend. If you don't, Professor Theo might turn you into a tree.
A Christmas tree!
If he could do that type of thing, I mean. Also, please consider supporting this project by making a small monthly pledge at ProfessorTheo.com. You can email our family at theprofessortheo@gmail.com or tweet at us at Theo_mystery. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.